You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's solve a problem.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
This one came through Facebook, and it is from Julia. She does not list her husband's name. I should have written back for that. I have all the players' names except Julia's husband, and I also don't have the name of the woman of in the affair. Oh, look what's coming. She writes, hey, boys, we need a ruling on something since my husband and I both listen to your show every day. Thank you, Julia. Okay, and good. Husband. She writes, our best friends, Mike and Renee, got divorced this year, which was tough because we used to do everything with them. You know, Jeremy, it's one of those things that the two couples that spend all their time, they go on trips together.
I'm familiar, yeah. We've had a couple of those.
She says, but Mike admitted to Renee that he'd had an affair with a woman he worked with, and that was that. Now, just 5 months later, Mike told my husband that he's getting remarried to that woman from his office. And he asked my husband to be his best man. And my husband said yes. Julia writes, I'm shocked that he would agree to do that. It is so incredibly disrespectful to Renee, especially after all the years we spent as best friends. He says that Mike is still one of his best friends, and it would have been weird to say, no, I can't be your best man because my wife is friends with your ex-wife. We totally disagree about this and hope you could do one of your five calls things to see what your listeners think. It's a five call thing.
One of those things we do.
Thanks very much. We love your show. We'll be listening. Julia. All right. So the all two right. couples do everything together. They're best buds. Then the
Mike and
husband,
Renee.
The husband, yeah, goes and has an affair, ends that marriage. Now he's going to marry that woman, his mistress. I'm sorry. I guess that's what we would say.
Sure.
And he wants Julia's husband to be the best man. What do you think?
Go for it. It's not, he needs a name. Ralph.
No.
Ralph. Julia and Ralph. It's not Ralph's problem that Mike had an affair and fell in love with somebody else. Why is it his problem? Who cares? He's going to go support his buddy now. His buddy Mike. Mikey. The Mikeinator. He's going to go support him.
First of all.
Who cares?
After all these years, when you're getting into a second marriage, is it really necessary to have all the same trappings? I mean, do you even need people standing up there like as a best man?
Maybe for your second one. I don't know. Did you have people standing up for you?
No, Gretchen and I just got married, and we didn't have it. It was me, Gretchen, and my son, who was the officiant, and that's it. That was it. We didn't need a team of people up there. So, first of all, I don't even think he needs a best man. I mean, why are you going to go through all the same trappings?
Because you got the bachelor party. You're going to have wedding.
What is he, 21?
Food. I think this is a great idea.
I'm on Julia's side.
Maybe Ralph didn't like Renee.
Right.
Maybe he didn't like her either, so now he's going to go support his buddy Mike with a new wife. Is Julie just worried that her husband is going to see that Mike has moved on to somebody else, and is she getting kind of scared, do you think?
No.
That Mike is going to put a bug in Ralph's ear and say, you know what? The grass is greener.
I don't think so. I think Julia is truly good friends with Renee and feels like it is a betrayal of their friendship that her husband is standing up for the guy who, let's repeat, had an affair and broke up his marriage.
Well, that's the betrayal.
There's multiple betrayals.
So you're not going to betray a friend. He's still your friend. You're still going to help him out.
Yes, you can still be his friend. But I don't know about this public endorsement of his behavior.
You don't know what was going on behind the scenes either.
No, I certainly don't. I was not in their house. I don't know what happened.
Right.
But all
this
I have
could have been a long
but,
time coming.
But you don't know that anything happened. It could have been. It was great, and Renee could be like wife of the year material, and right. yet Mike was just a hound dog and got caught.
So then, what's going to happen when Renee gets remarried and asks Julia to go to their to her wedding?
Well, for one thing,
to be in
to
the
me,
wedding.
What plays a big part in. By the way, our phones are wide open.
Wide open.
We need calls right now. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I hate to say it, but I think time plays a factor in this decision. You know, if 3 years later, Renee is getting married and she asks Julia to stand up there with her, fine. It has been 150 days since they got divorced. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to marry what's her name that I had the affair with.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, plays a part in this.
Sure, it was awfully quick.
Less than 200 days later, and he's got...
Yeah, but again, that's his life, that's his story, that's his prerogative. You got no control over that. Who cares?
All right, Bobby Brown.
I guess my biggest question would be, is there going to be an open bar or not at this wedding? That would sway my decision on whether or not I'm going to attend.
All right. Five calls says it all. Julia wrote to us. She and her husband, she didn't give his name. Jeremy is calling him Ralph, which
old
is...
Wreck-It Ralph.
Julia and Ralph, best friends with Mike and Renee, did everything together. Then Mike and Renee got divorced after Mike admitted to Renee that he'd had an affair with a woman he worked with. Now, 5 months later, Mike is marrying that woman. And he's asked Ralph to be his best man, who said, okay.
Yeah, buddy, anything for you.
Julia's like, how disrespectful and rude. Jeremy thinks it's totally fine. I'm on Julia's side.
Yeah, help your buddy out. It's fine.
Let's take a bunch of calls on this. Kristen, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm also on Ralph's side in this situation. To me, it seems a bit one-sided, and I think if you separate out the friendships, it's important to be there for your friends, and I have no doubt that Julia would be a maid of honor if she was asked to support her friend in her future wedding.
I agree. I completely agree. They're such good friends, this whole thing of we're good friends, good
but
friends.
But I'll bet her friend, because you know how guys, you know, immediately jump back into a relationship? I guarantee you, Renee wouldn't in 150 days be marrying somebody. And she also didn't have the affair to start with, so...
But if you guys but then it's like, yeah, so.
If you, Kristen, listen, if you and Jeremy like to side with slime bags, that's totally fine.
You know, Kristen, if Ralph was a real friend, he would have talked Mike out of having the affair.
Well, but it's also our place to judge a time frame of when someone.
Yes, absolutely.
No, it's not.
It's totally our job to judge. What are you talking about? We wouldn't have a radio show. God. Go have a great day, Kristen. We appreciate you.
Bye, Kristen.
Yes, everybody judges at all times. Steve, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
So who is it okay or is it not okay?
You know, I actually was in this scenario just a few months ago. I was asked to be the best man for this very similar situation. And my wife and I decided, like I'm advising Julia, to side with Ralph. But most importantly, to decide as a couple, if you had to pick one, whose relationship and friendship are you going to move forward with?
Oh, which one do you see has lasting value? What can they do for us?
Well, listen, it is true. Listen, both Gretchen and I have been divorced. All right. And we spent 20 minutes last night talking about it because Jeremy and I saw this note yesterday. So I was talking with Gretchen, and we had a long conversation about the dynamics between friend couples when one divorces. It's so many of our listeners know exactly what I'm talking about. It is a bizarre dynamic of how people choose to go with one person or the other.
Your thing, just like your things getting divided, your friends get divided too, right?
Totally.
And who's to say that Julie isn't going to love this new lady that Mike is remarrying? Hmm. Who's to say that they don't hit it off and now they're best couple friends?
Steve, I never really understood exactly who your vote was for. Are you saying it's okay for him to be the best man?
I'm giving the thumbs up to the situation for Ralph.
Ralph.
I'm glad you called, buddy. Thank you for being on the show. God, I'm going to get my butt kicked
Ralph
on this
has
one.
Two, right?
Yeah. Hey, Laura, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
What do you think? Nobody's siding with me unless you are.
Well, I'm siding with the cheater.
So you're on Mike's side. So wait, no, you can't do that.
She's siding with the cheater.
Wow.
Siding with the cheater. Yeah.
So you're fine with him cheating?
Why? Because he doesn't have to support what he did, but he still can support his friend.
So you're on Ralph's side.
Yeah. Well, and the cheater's side.
And the cheater's side.
All right, listen,
and
Laura.
I'm on the cheater's side, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on the show. I hope you have a great day.
See ya, Laura.
Okay, thank you. There's two opportunities left for me to get one vote, Cindy and Michelle. Those are the only two chances I've got. Cindy, are you agreeing with me or Jeremy?
No, Dom. Sorry, boys. I'm with Jeremy. And the reason I'm with Jeremy is we don't know the lady's side. We don't know if this is her first wedding. And, yeah, okay, they're both scumbags because they cheated. She knew he was married and cheated with him anyway. But that doesn't mean that they can't be happy together. Or maybe they'll be miserable together and they have a
But
that is a good point. We don't know if it's this woman's first wedding.
I agree with you.
Mike's making it special.
I agree with you. Let them live their lives. But we're talking about Julia and Ralph now and their life together.
Yeah, you know, what Ralph is his friend. He's his friend, and he needs to be there for his friend.
As long as Julia and Ralph are faithful to each other, who cares?
I got news for you. I've got good friends, and I am going to still be their friend, but I may not support every decision they make.
Ah, you may not, but you may. You may. You don't know because you're not in that situation. Just saying.
Again, you might hear that it's an open bar, Dom, and be like, I'm in.
Right, I'll just go to the reception.
Right?
I won't go to the wedding.
Cindy and I are going to go drink up.
Cindy, have a great day.
Hey, I have an 11-year-old. I'm not sure we can do that, Jeremy.
Well,
I,
get a sitter. No get a sitter.
The 11-year-old drives you to drink. We got... you got an 11-year-old. You should be drunk right now.
Right.
All right, so I guess I get no votes unless Michelle does. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So I got
no
votes.
I agree with you, Dom. I agree with you, Dom.
You got one.
I feel like it's a terrible thing to do to support someone in their terrible judgment. If he was really unhappy, he could have figured his relationship out first. And then moved on.
But why do you assume that it's terrible judgment? You don't know what was happening behind the scenes with Mike and Renee in that relationship.
With the information I have.
Their marriage could have been miserable.
Jeremy, you're such a hypocrite. If this happened to you, all right?
Yeah.
If Nicole was unhappy,
yes.
All right? And you would have liked for her to say, let's work this out, and if we don't, we'll go our separate ways before either one of us gets into another, you know, relationship. But if Nicole did this and was like, I'm unhappy, I'm just going to go bunk down with some other guy, you wouldn't be saying that it's okay.
If it was a long time coming, I would understand. I was like, okay, I get it.
No,
you are such a liar.
I do, and then I'd go bunk down myself. I'd be bunking down like crazy. I'd be bunking down everybody.
Okay.
That seems really fast to be getting married. Like, if he was that unhappy, he could have gotten out way earlier. Probably.
Correct.
I mean, who knows? Like I said, with the information I have, I would not support that. And I have not gone to weddings and not been in weddings for less than that. If I didn't feel like this is not a good relationship, and
Michelle has her standards.
Yep, she does.
I will say something. I mean, we're not just going to be like, screw you, I'm not going to come. But like, you know, we'll sit down and talk and say, hey, like, I'm kind of worried. Like, this doesn't seem like a good idea. I think.
Well, so what if Ralph did that with Mike? What if they sat down and talked?
Maybe
and
he did. I mean, it doesn't really sound like it. If he's like, well, what do I do? Like, it sounds like kind of a dopey, like, let's just grab a beer and I'll be your best man. Like,
exactly. That's what I think. I think we're
really like,
Michelle, hold on.
Michelle is fired up about this.
My God. Hold on, Michelle. Hold on. Thank you. Michelle gave me my only support in all of this.
But she it added up to about 5 votes of what she came with. She was coming in hot. Michelle counts for more than one.
So I got my butt kicked on this one, and so did Julia. We said 5 calls says it all. It was 4-1 in favor of the scumbags win. Scumbags always win in this world.
No, you
don't
know
they?
He's a scumbag.
I don't?
Don't paint him like that.
Hmm.
Don't be like that.
All right.
He's a good guy.
Based on what?
I don't know.
Given the evidence we have, how has he been
a good
guy?
I don't know what was going on behind the scenes, so I can't fully call him a scumbag.
Well, I like that. I hope that Nicole is listening and heard you. Go ahead and give her permission to start seeing other people if she's unhappy.
But we're not miserable. She's not unhappy.
You said, but if she's unhappy, she doesn't have to talk to you about it. She can just go start sleeping with other people.
No, we would have to talk about it first.
That you said
no,
she could
I didn't.
Just go have a relationship.
You said that.
Because
this
that's
whole
what
time
we're
I said
about.
I don't think Mike and we don't know what went on behind the scenes with Mike and Renee. There could have been fights. There could have been conversations.
But before they
and then he split off. And then
the
I get it. Then if it's been a year of all that, if that happened with Nicole and I, I'd get it. I'd understand.
So you would understand if she did that before she got divorced from you.
I would.
Nicole, do you hear this? He opened the door for you.
It would just make my case stronger in court.
You think?
She went out on me.
Listen, I'm only bitter because I got my butt handed to me on this one.
Yeah, don't be mad.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm just bitter.
Let's all be honest. Nobody wants to go to a wedding.
Thank you, Jeremy. You know what that is.
That's the winning
line.
Vote. Don't have weddings and don't invite anybody to them.
I slipped it in about 2 minutes ago. I said I would just go to the reception. I wouldn't go to the wedding
itself. I'm a big talker with this. There's not a chance I'd want to go to a wedding.
At your age, you have to rent another tux?
Hells no.
Anyway, Julia, I'm sorry. Personally, I'm sorry you lost. Sorry.
It'll be fine.
Hey, and now since her husband is the best man, does that mean Julie has to go and sit in the audience?
No, it doesn't. She could still stick to her guns and dig her heels in and say, I'm not supporting
this, and
I'll
stay home. So then
when Ralph
goes and he is in there, so then he's going to start having a fling with one of the bridesmaids.
Oh, the plot just thickened.